Creating beauty. Creating beauty is a very special thing. It's not something that everyone can do. Only special people can create beauty. And the special people who create beauty are people who have beauty within them. Some people go around creating destruction. Of course, for them, that's beauty too. That's their work. Some people go around living in houses and wearing clothes that are raggle-taggle, you know, not very beautiful. And yet, they can make it look beautiful. There are stories about people who lived in slum areas and they decided that they were going to clean up in front of their own house. And so they raked their own lawn. Can you imagine that? They raked their own lawn. They picked up the cans and the bottles that had been tossed there. And they picked it up from the street. They were like in a little oasis, you know, where they had made it beautiful. And then they planted some grass seed and planted a few flowers. Nothing tremendous. Their lawn was not big enough to shout about, but it was right in front of their house, maybe about 6 feet deep and as wide as the house. And after doing this, pretty soon some of the neighbors said, gee, with so little work, that looks so nice. And so some of the neighbors started picking up their lawn, picking up the trash from their yard, which they had always said, it's terrible here, it's terrible here. Well, they began making it nice there. And next thing you know, there's a median strip in the middle of the street, you know, which is, has some plants in it and trees and something maybe. And they were in sad repair too. And so the one guy who first started cleaning up the front of his house and had it all done, he started going up the median strip and cleaning it up. It's just a block long in front of his block. And he took out maybe about 10 or 12 garbage cans full of trash, just doing a little at a time. And pretty soon it was all clean. And then he began to rake it and throw in a little bit of grass seed. Of course, that's quite a chore too, because there's no water out there. But he would put in this grass seed that doesn't need water. It's dry grass, and it started to grow. And then he'd plant a few little flowers here and there just to put a little color in there and prune the trees a little bit so they looked nice and would grow right. Well, this didn't happen overnight, but in a matter of months, he had that median strip looking beautiful. And all the people on his street did that in front of their houses, cleaned it up. And they created beauty. Not so much a masterpiece of a Michelangelo's David or something, but they created beauty as a joy to look at. And Reader's Digest wrote an article about it, saying how one person doing a little bit in his own backyard or front yard, making it nice, caused the whole neighborhood to make it nice. Oh, there probably were a few holdouts, a few people who didn't want to, but their neighbors came over on each side and did a little bit, picked up the trash. You leave my trash alone! No, he never said that. He's just glad to have the neighbors do his work. But that's rare. That's rare. Creating beauty is not a great task. It's not a great chore. It just comes from your heart, because you create beauty in the little things. You create beauty in the flowers. We have here on campus what we call belly flowers, which is a very traditional name for them, because you got to get down on your belly to see them. They're so tiny, you got to get right down and have your nose right next to the ground virtually to see them. You can see them in mass, but you don't know what each little one is like. They're just like the, for the head of a toothpick. That's kind of tiny. And you go down there and you look at those plants and you say, you're wonderful. You're marvelous. And pretty soon they're blooming everywhere. And pretty soon they're blooming out of season. My brother Ray had a garden full of iris, and he wanted to reduce the work in his backyard, so he wanted to take them all out and asked if we wanted them. And we said, sure. He said, well, I send them to you with my love. He says, I know you'll enjoy them. And he sent them to us in the middle, just before winter began. And the iris were supposed to go to sleep and get rest to do their work in the spring. But they didn't know that, because they moved to southern, sunny California all the way from San Jacinto. And they've been blooming their heads off all winter long. Just having a great old time, saying, I like this environment. Here, we're being loved, not that they weren't loved at Ray's, but they're more loved here, because we put them in all the special places. And every time I look out my window, I see them bursting forth into their purple buds, purple blossoms. They're glorious to see. Well, creating beauty is something that anyone can do. Now, we put a pond in our backyard. And it's one of these plastic ponds that's about 6 feet long by about 4 feet wide. And we put it there so the dogs could have a place to have to cool off their feet after they come back from a hot walk on the high desert here. And so after we got it in, we had to cut in through all the granite stone and the DJ and get it in there, but we got it in there. Sledgehammers and crowbars and picks and shovels and Anita and John working their heads off, but we got it in there. And then we said to John, okay, what next? And John said, well, we should have a waterfall there. Yeah, Alan mentioned that. We should have a waterfall there. So he said, these are the ingredients I need. I need a piece of plastic, and I need some cement and some pipe. So we got it for him. And lo and behold, he puts the pipe underground, and he puts the plastic on top of all this stuff. And then, instead of just putting simple plastic to run the water for the waterfall, he puts concrete on top of it and embeds beautiful stones in the concrete. Stones that he had to search all over the world to find. And he drove that tractor all over this world, and he came back with loads of stone that were just gorgeous. And he put them into place yesterday, putting the concrete in place and sort of snuggling each little stone into the concrete so it would stay and be very, very permanent. Now, we're waiting for the unveiling. The unveiling where he takes the claws off that he put over it so that it wouldn't dry too quick and so that nobody would come and walk on it before it was finished getting hard and solid. And the unveiling will come, but already it's beautiful. Already it's beautiful. One little Christmas tree stands right in the corner of the waterfall area, and that's going to grow big. And this thing is just creating beauty. You don't create beauty necessarily by going out and say, I'm going to create beauty. You just think, what needs to be done? Did you ever think creating beauty was hanging your clothes away nicely in the closet? Do you hang your shirts in the closet so that they all open on the same side? Or do you hang them so that some open on this side and some open on that side of the hanger? Do you put your coat away and your jackets all in one area of the closet so that they're not taking up the room from your shirts and your blouses or your dresses or your trousers or whatever? Do you have your trousers folded so they all fold to the left with the legs to the right, or vice versa, whichever is your pleasure? Do you put your shoes away nicely so that the two shoes are together and so that if they were dusty when you took them off, you dusted them right away, and then they were ready to wear when you are ready to wear them. You don't have to dust them before you put them on. Do you make your socks in your drawers your socks in one corner, your handkerchiefs in another corner, and other little things here in different corners, so that the drawer is orderly. That's creating beauty. Do you like to sweep the floor and get every little speck of dust? Do you like to go above the pictures and the mirrors and the clocks and the door frames and dust off there, even though nobody ever sees it? Nobody ever sees it. In my closet yesterday, as I was cleaning it out, I put a case that has these plugs for all types of fixtures around the world. I put it up on the shelf. And then I took it off the shelf. And I decided I'm going to put it somewhere else. And when I took it off the shelf, the bottom was just loaded with dust. I said, now how did that get up there? Dust, you know? Well, it does. So I had to get up and dust the tops of all those shelves high up in the cupboard. You don't realize how it collects. You don't realize how this stuff piles up. And then you put your hat up there, and you take your hat off here, and it's all full of the dust and dirt. You have to dust those shelves regularly. But that's creating beauty. You say, that's only practical. Well, it's practical creating beauty. But all the time we're creating beauty. And we had a letter, an email this morning, of two people creating beauty, Jeff and Alicia. They created, they have one beautiful daughter already, and now they created twin sons, Daniel and Devin, born fabulous, right on the first day of spring. What an omen for them. They're going to be the beginners of everything. But they're creating beauty too. And what did Alicia do at home? Did she create a special room just for those kids? No. She created a bed right next to her bed for those kids. She's not going to go running into the other room all night long for these two brand new men that have entered her life. She created a beautiful crib, I'm sure, right next to her bed so that she can just kick Jeff and he can get out and take care of him and take care of the little angels. But like Jeff says, they're a little premature, 4 pounds, 10 and 11 ounces each. And he says, they are a few weeks premature, so they are playing the game of I like attention and are in perfect health. But isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? We talked with Jeff the other day, and we were discussing business with him, and he was a little uptight because he was expecting these babies. And now he feels like the dam has burst. His joy is profound and unbounded. He has created beauty. We've all created beauty. If Jeff and Alicia think they're so good, creating beauty like that, they forgot about us. We created them creating beauty. And we do. We do. We create the world creating beauty. And we can create beauty wherever we go, in everything we do, in drying the dishes so that they sparkle and shine, in putting them always away in the cupboard in the right place. You can go blindfolded and you can pull something out and you know what you're going to get because it's always in the same place. That's creating beauty, order, balance, harmony, joy. So let's always watch this. Let's always watch this. Create beauty wherever we go, by first liking ourselves. And as we like ourselves, everything we look upon will be beautiful and good. And not only good, it'll be beautiful and good and very, very good. And I think I have done a very marvelous job of creating each one of you here so fabulous, so marvelous, so intelligent, so spiritually aware and illumined. It just makes my heart soar. I love you.